Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deese Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and I'm excited to bring you today's program. We are doing part two of Healthy Habits for 2025. Joining us for a continued program from part one is Jade Williams, adult gerontology primary care nurse practitioner. Before we do, I have a quick announcement to share because we have so much great information to share. But I do want to mention to all of our listeners out there, it is free exam week at 21st Century Rehab. So this week through the 24th is a great time to take advantage of this. If you're someone who has joint or muscle pain, maybe experiencing tightness or have trouble moving, you can schedule a free 30-minute exam with a doctor of physical therapy, one of their occupational therapists, or even a speech therapist during this free exam week. The specialist will take a look at what's going on, explore the causes, and help you get on the road to recovery. There is no doctor's referral needed. Again, it's free exam week this week through Friday, January 24th at 21st Century Rehab. And you can simply call their department at 515-832-7735 to schedule an appointment. I also want to give a quick plug for our online scheduling system. You can schedule your clinic appointment with the provider of your choice or even your mammogram at a time that fits your schedule. And it's very easy. You can go to the homepage of our website at vandeestmc.org. And at the very top of the homepage, there is a button that says Schedule Online. You click on that and you can see the different providers, see their schedules, when they're available. It is quick and easy to use, and I encourage you to give it a try. Schedule your next appointment today by going online to vandeestmc.org. And with that, we're going to get back into our topic. We had Jade Williams on at the start of the year talking about the five healthy habits for 2025. And so I want to welcome Jade back. We have part two so we can continue the discussion. Good morning and welcome, Jade.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for being back on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Yes, well, we had a lot of people interested in this topic, and I think it's great because there's simple things that people can incorporate into their daily lives. And so before we kind of dive into the rest, let's just do a quick recap from part one of what we covered in our first program.
Sure. So during the first program, I kind of had outlined just some five basic things to try to help kick off 2025. And specifically, we addressed the prioritizing your mental health as well as eating for health. So reminder, those quick tips would be trying to hit 25 to 35 grams of fiber a day, incorporating that and eating all those great fruits and vegetables and lean protein that you can get in. And then also for that mental health, maybe just taking a quick moment in the morning to kind of center and prioritize for your day, but really also trying to focus on how can you reduce maybe some of those areas that might be causing stress in your life. And then, of course, we talked about trying to get in and get in some movement. And so that kind of brings us to our next third point, which is really that fitness beyond the gym. So thinking about regular movement and mobility. So this is a little bit more than just having a formal training program or something of that nature, but really thinking about why exercise is important. We tend to spend a lot more time in our daily tasks being a little more sedentary or just kind of hanging out in those positions that might not necessarily challenge our body like, you know, they did even 20 years ago. So thinking about how can you get in 10,000 steps? And if that seems to be something too challenging, you can always start at setting a goal for yourself for 7,500 steps. Mayo defines a sedentary lifestyle as getting anywhere around 5,000 steps a day. So you really kind of want to just push yourself to be above and beyond that 5,000 step, and you are then setting yourself up for success. Also thinking about taking stretching breaks if possible. Something I recommend would be if you've been working for 45 minutes in a sedentary position or at your computer, maybe get up and go to the bathroom and do a couple laps. Just also, it helps bring your mind back around to make you, potentially more productive, or even take a different approach to whatever it is that you're working on. Also, consider doing functional movements. So yoga is huge for that. Taking out the whole piece in regards to religion and things like that, we're really just talking about getting those stretching movements back into your routine, so you can comfortably sit on the floor with your grandchildren or your children, mm-hmm. and not feel like you can't get up.
Like you're stuck there.
You're right. I've unfortunately had that happen to me one too many times recently. So thinking about how can you change the position and stretch and flex that spine? How can you really just try to open up and elongate and challenge the things that your body can really do? And thinking about the focus on functional fitness. So the goal is essentially to improve your everyday movement. It's not that you're trying to get down, some amazing advanced yoga pose. While that does feel great to meet those types of milestones, really the goal is just to make you feel better every day. And you can incorporate that with your first, 10, 15 minutes of recentering yourself in the morning. You could do that by stretching and just kind of loosening yourself up and getting ready for the day. Another good thought is that it's going to improve your overall quality of life. The longer you can stay flexible and be able to do those functional movements, the better off you're going to be. And so even thinking about the weightlifting piece, if I use a kettlebell and I'm walking around my house, realistically, I'm thinking in my mind, oh, well, that's like if I have to carry a bunch of luggage or I'm carrying a bunch of groceries, I want to be able to know that I can be able to maintain that with my grip strength, but also my core, and not come off with an injury because I've overdone it or I've maybe challenged myself too much. And then, of course, getting into the gym or even just into a movement group, you're opening up hopefully your social circle, mm-hmm. which is absolutely necessary as humans, whether we want to accept it or not. We still need social interaction, and that will just be something that will take you into those longer years if that's your goal for life. So making sure, and that can be in person or it could also be web-based, but finding a support group, it's also great too because it holds you accountable. So if you, like myself, I'm doing a challenge right now and a couple of my friends have joined in, and we're holding ourselves accountable by visiting with each other every day if we got our miles in and that type of thing. So moving into specifically weightlifting, I'm sure you guys have heard a lot about that maybe, or you're just kind of even curious about it because this is such a different approach, especially for women, to think about lifting weights and kind of how do you even get started or why is that important? So to lift weights, the goal is, especially for women, I'm kind of taking this from a women's standpoint right now, but it's to maintain our lean muscle mass. So as we age, unfortunately, that's something that deteriorates quickly, and that can be due to a multitude of factors. But why is it so important? Well, ultimately, one would be to boost your metabolism. So if you can get in some weightlifting 2 days a week, you're really setting yourself up for success. So you can help improve your mood as well as enhance your bone health. Mm-hmm. And so as women going through or eventually getting to menopause, we tend to see studies are showing that you kind of lose that big chunk of bone mass within the first 5 years of starting menopause or getting into that area. And then from there, it kind of trends and kind of plateaus off before you hit another dip in that. So if you can help maintain what bone mass you have, you will set yourself up, hopefully, to not sustain a hip fracture or even a compression fracture down the road, and allow for you to stay in your home, essentially. That, you know, is realistically the goal. Also, it assists in managing chronic conditions. The best thing that's come out so far in research that they're really starting to share with the world is, why is lean muscle mass so important? Well, it actually helps you regulate your glucose levels. It's not just something that the pancreas is doing. It's something that your muscle mass is doing for you. So if you have a good amount of muscle mass on your body, then you are also hopefully either managing your diabetes well that you might have developed, or you're trying to prevent yourself from developing it, which is, you know, I can't say enough about that. Also, staving off heart disease, and then improving your joint pain or arthritis. And then, of course, like I said, boosting your mood. There's studies out there supporting that if you can get in, you know, 2 days of weightlifting and your 150 minutes of cardio, that's better for you than having to take a prescription medication. You know, I can't necessarily, that's not medical advice. I'm not advocating for that. But that'd be a conversation you should have with your medical provider, and see if that's something maybe you could challenge, if that's the avenue you would like to go down. And then above all else, the best way to improve your independence as we age is to lift weights, whether you're male or female. And it's never too late to start. So even if you didn't lift weights in your high school or in your 20s, it's still an activity you can get involved in. The biggest thing would just be making sure that you have medical clearance to do something like that, or that you have at least informed your primary provider that this is an activity you're choosing to do. So if and when something might arise, you have somebody you can discuss the situation with, and they can provide you safe options for that. Also, our community right now, we have actually a really wide variety of things available, and it's so amazing to me. And maybe it's just because of the things I'm involved in. So maybe that's why Facebook shows me what's available out there. But, you know, we have a gym, a couple gyms around town. We have some boxing available, which I'm not sure if that's well known or put out there. We now have what appears, I apologize if this isn't the case, but it appears like it's a CrossFit gym. And that seems to be widely successful so far with what I've been seeing. We also even just have a base group that gets together. We have other ones that are getting together, and they'll walk, you know, and that's not necessarily weightlifting, but at least it's something and you're doing something. And then, of course, any types of classes. We have a yoga studio downtown who's offering classes, and then of course the gym offers a variety as well, Snap Fitness. So you can also consider teaming up with a trainer, whether that's virtual or with someone locally based. It kind of depends on what your preference is, but all those things are available, and they'll help you build a program that would help you meet your goals, which is really great. And it also gives you that continual support and helps with the education piece as well, because this can obviously be challenging, and unfortunately sometimes that can be the part that's stopping you from doing it, is that it might come off and seem too challenging. So
true. And you know, Jade, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there are so many options and there is something for everyone depending on what level you're at. And so I encourage people to check that out, because sometimes it is just the motivation piece to get going. And once you get a little bit of that, maybe you need that from an outside source, then you get inspired and you take some of it on yourself. And so people, just the general awareness that there are programs, there are classes available, is a great place to start.
Right. And, you know, I'll be honest, there's plenty of days in my head I romance it. I'm like, oh, I want to work out, or I can't wait to work out. And then the time comes, I'm like, I don't want to work out. I don't want to go do this at all.
Yes.
Yeah. But the best part is if you push yourself, especially on the days you don't want to do it, you're doing a couple things. You're proving to yourself that you can do it, whether you want to or not. And usually within 10 minutes, you're feeling much better. And so you're going to stick with it. And two, you're growing areas of your brain. Mm-hmm. So if you do it on those tough days that you really don't want to do it, you are actually feeding your brain, and your brain is growing, and it's amazing that you are able to do that. So I, you know, if you don't want to do it and those first 10 minutes still don't go well, well, then that's when you do take a step back. And maybe there's a reason. Maybe you just don't, maybe you're getting a virus or something, you know, and that's your body's way of telling you it's just not today. But at least you tried. Mm-hmm. And that's better than doing nothing at all. So yeah, excellent. And then that takes us into prioritizing sleep. And I'm not going to belabor this. This is its own topic. But to be doing these things like trying to improve your mental health, eating well, and then trying to incorporate some type of physical fitness, you have to think about sleep first. And you have to do that by whatever means is going to work for you and your family. Everybody has their own challenges, you know, especially if you have little kids at home, that can be difficult to get a full good night's rest and then feel ready to hit the gym or whatever you're choosing to do in the morning. But just kind of being aware of that. And if you know that it wasn't a good night's sleep the night before, then maybe kind of having a little grace for yourself mm-hmm. that the following day until you can get in that sleep. There's so much difference on what to do, but the basics are there. You know, really making sure that your sleep environment is at optimal temperature. 66 is really kind of 66 to 68. Make sure it's dark. You know, there's been a little bit of background noise about if you shouldn't have screen time, if you should have screen time trying to go to sleep. I think that kind of comes down to you. And then also, what do you do if you wake up in the middle of the night? If you're the one that reaches for the phone or the TV on waking in the middle of the night, then that could be a setback for you. And I would maybe encourage you not to have that then so available. But if you're able to kind of lay there for a minute and get yourself back to rest without any type of intervention of that sort that might be really distracting or stimulating, then, you know, then it's probably not as bad for you. But any habits that you try to do, especially for sleep, it takes a good 2 weeks. So you can't just expect that if you start to incorporate some changes, you're going to see that change. Sleep hygiene really takes a lot of work. 2 weeks, so minimum, is really kind of what you might have to muddle with. And then, of course, encouraging you to stay away from any type of caffeine sources about 2 o'clock and on, I would say, depending on what time you typically go to sleep, but that seems to be fairly safe. And then, you know, not to get into the whole supplement talk, but magnesium is a good one. It doesn't necessarily put you to sleep, but it helps improve sleep. It's also really good at reducing anxiety and different things like that. So that's something else you could consider or talk with your provider about. And then considering building a sustainable routine. So that's the other major piece. You can't expect to go all out right away, especially if you haven't tried this road mm-hmm. currently, or if you don't really have a cohesive background in doing all these things, because it's going to take some time to learn how to do it and how to do it to a point that accommodates what it is that you're wanting to do. I get a little frustrated sometimes. I do have like Instagram and Facebook, and I'll see on there, you know, do this 8-week shred challenge or do this. And the before and the after pictures are so impressive. But doing this myself with all the challenges mm-hmm. I've had in the last 5 years, you know, those results take a lot of work, a lot of commitment. And you're hungry all the time. So it's kind of like, what do you find important in your mm-hmm. life? And then how can we construct something that will hopefully add years to your life that you are enjoying? You know, really that I think should be your goal ultimately. You know, it doesn't always matter how great you look if you're not enjoying yourself and the goal of this isn't to make you depressed or make you anxious or make you start to develop issues that you didn't necessarily have before. The goal is to help you make you feel good. So thinking about how to do that and then kind of finding what resources might be available. There's a couple great cookbooks out there. One specifically is a macro nutrient cookbook, and she really nails it down with some really basic recipes that are really easy to make, you know, and I'd be happy to share that with anybody if they were interested in doing something like that. Or you can always incorporate, MyFitnessPal or something like that. They will construct a macro plan for you. Also, other considerations would be if you decided to work with a trainer, they're going to build those typically for you in your plan. But ultimately, you can also do this on your own. It's really just about identifying what's important to you. So, other key things you can do to help build a sustainable routine would be incorporating water into your daily regimen. That can tend to be difficult. You know, you have to find places where you can incorporate that into your day, right? So sometimes it's not necessarily the easiest thing to do, but even if you could substitute say a pop or an energy drink or something of that nature and slowly move and build from there, you know, realistically, we're still saying 64 ounces a day of water is great. If you can go over that, that's also good, but you also have to consider what it is that you're doing with your day. You know, I would never encourage somebody to consume a high amount of water if they are not needing that. So if they're not working out and they're not pushing their muscles, and because you can over intoxicate on water. And so mm-hmm. that's something you just want to be sure that you're visiting with your doctor about, and then also being mindful of as well. I will say there are those electrolyte packets out there that we enjoy using. I myself am one of them, but they are very high in salt. And so if you are not necessarily leading a real clean diet, so by that I mean, you know, fruits, vegetables, whole foods, you need to use those with caution, because, you know, you can have a little bit of repercussion from consuming such a high level of salt, especially if you're incorporating more than one of those a day. Because, you know, the ones we have, it's 1,000 milligrams of salt in them. And so we really want to be aware of that. So that's another conversation you could have with your medical provider as well. And then a big one, which is really difficult right now, especially today with the weather being so cold, but getting outside and getting just some fresh air. You know, if you could challenge yourself to do even some of your bulk of your steps, maybe in the morning, and just getting outside, and if you can tolerate it, not wearing sunglasses so that your eyes are being taken in with the sunlight, and that will also help set your circadian rhythm, which affects your sleep. So thinking about that, as much natural light as you possibly can have. In our house, we have sun lamps. I have one in our living room, and then we have one down in our office, like where we have our workout equipment, and we turn that on, and it just kind of helps brighten things mm-hmm. up. You know, it's not an absolute substitute for natural light, but it definitely provides some basic benefit for that too. So something to consider. And then moving on, I've touched a little bit about technology and things like that, but really thinking about what are your options in regards to wearable technology. Right now, the market has everything from watches to rings to, at one point people were wearing like these straps. I'm not quite sure what those were.
Mm-hmm. I totally know what you mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of what they were called, but anyway, any of all those things do a little bit something different. And so just kind of figuring out what would help you, you know, what are you going to do with that data that it's collecting on you? If it's something where you're just really wanting to check and monitor how many steps you're getting in a day, and maybe what, if you've closed your exercise ring, you know, things like that, you could have a basic Apple Watch, you could do a Fitbit, your phones, even if you keep your phone on you, you know, throughout the day, those will track as you're taking your steps in. You could get in just a pedometer, which is just a little thing you wear, and it just counts the movement and the steps for you. So it really just depends on what fits with what your goals are. And then you could consider doing something all the way up to like AI, and they are now able to create personalized fitness plans as well for you. So different types of apps are out there for that. Like I had mentioned, My Fitness Pal, that's something you can just basically plug in what your desire is in regards to your different measurements, if that's the road you want to travel down. And they'll construct a macro plan telling you how much protein, fat, carbohydrates, all those things, and then kind of how to get there. If you need something more in person, you can always get membership at the Snap Fitness gym here in town. Same thing with the trainers. You can always do a type of membership as well with them. And then they'll work the process through with you, in regards to that. But it really just depends on what your preference is and what your goals are ultimately. Some people only want to maybe focus on their nutrition, and that's perfectly fine. It's really just figuring out what is going to be benefiting you in the long run. And then also thinking about, sometimes AI can take the weight off and plan out those weekly meal plans for you. Or you could even delve down to the food service options that they have out there, where they can send you the meals to your front door, which might even be nice for those of you who maybe live alone, because that's difficult too, to just prepare these types of meals for one. You don't generally want to waste. So thinking about that. And then the biggest thing is that each choice that you make in overall is promotion of your wellness. And that's really just an investment in yourself. So you're setting yourself up for your future. That is the goal of this. You know, you're trying to put something in the bank to hopefully be able to cash in on in the future if that's what's needed. And so hopefully over the last couple weeks, you guys have been able to learn something and maybe start to incorporate some changes into your current just daily overall plans. And I love talking about this kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm always open to hear what you might have to say or any questions you have. So,
Jade, thank you. Such great information. And I love that you're sharing with listeners out there that, you know, all of the five topics that you covered, these habits, they feed our body. And, you know, it's for improved health and for the future. And we want people to be successful. You know, maybe it's starting slow, and you've maybe from the last program you heard some tips from Jade about incorporating some protein, incorporating more fiber, maybe it's those fruits and vegetables, and you start slow. And then maybe with today's program you heard, like, don't be afraid to tackle the weights. It's as simple as having some dumbbells in your home, in your garage, in your basement, and being safe with those, starting off slowly. And I am such a believer in good sleep. So I am so glad you touched upon that, because that is a huge part that feeds our bodies too and makes us successful. And just having good sleep hygiene, which is just about, you know, keeping that routine of going to bed and getting up, you know, at the same time. So it's about prioritizing your health, and we've provided some great tips and habits for you to incorporate. So Jade, thank you so much for being on the program today. I love this information, because this is simple stuff. People can incorporate this.
Right.
So to our listeners out there, prioritize your health. Make 2025 the year where you do that. As Jade mentioned, she is available for appointments. You can call Van Dees Family Health Clinic at 515-832-7800. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Dees Medical Center, where our focus is you.